How's 2015 looking for you? Same promises every year?
Yeah, definitely, Paul. Yeah, so we've got Phoebe's new revamped new V8 finished, and obviously the minis are up and running again. And yeah, I'm hoping to start a new shale car. I won't be at the start of the season, but I want to get out halfway through the season if I can. And yeah,
obviously every year people seem to write you off as, you know, he's going to be, it's his last season, all this business, and he's no longer, he's past it and the rest of it. But then you look at yourself and you're saying, last year you won the European Championship and obviously were in the shootout as well. What do you say to these critics who are constantly, you know, saying that you're over the hill?
There's nothing to say, is it? At the end of the day, I do what I do on track. You know what I mean? There's 10 cars doing the live action arena this weekend. There's only one of them cars with a championship roof on it, and that's mine. You know, that says enough for me. You know, I'll do all my talking on the track. If they think I'm past it, then take it off me.
Of course, you know, you've been racing for, what's it now, 27 years in Formula 1?
Something like that, yeah. It's a long time. Yeah, no, I still enjoy it. When I stop enjoying it, my dad always said to me, when we were talking when he was going to retire, and he said, as soon as I stop enjoying it, I'll stop. And that's same with me. If I stop enjoying it, then I'll just relax and concentrate on kids a little bit.
Oh, so you've got, you've got a busy workshop, as it is, with your brother.
Yeah, definitely. You know, our Danny's up there now, right at the top. Phoebe's up at the top of the V8s. Frankie's at the top of the minis. You know, it takes some keeping going. It really does. And, you know, I don't just know if people realise how hard it is to keep that going, but it is. Whether it's going to get easier when Frankie moves into F1s, I don't think it will. I think it'll be about the same, to be honest. But, you know, it's what we do. We do what we do as a family, and we try and keep it going.
Obviously, we've all seen what the family get up to with that documentary that we're all aware of. How do you keep a balanced family life and continue all the stocker?
You've got to all be involved with it. You've got to all want to do it. You know, it'd just fall apart otherwise. I mean, you know, we're up in the garage. The kids are up in the garage nearly every night with me. Do you know what I mean? And doing work on the cars, and it has to work like that. You know, it's the only way it can work. If they didn't want to do it, they wouldn't race, would they? You know, at the end of the day, if they want to race and they're enjoying the racing, then they've got to put a bit of effort into doing it.
And, of course, looking at season 2015, what's the ambition? Get the gold back?
Yeah, same as just all of them, really. You know, both cars are going real good last year. I've got a new sponsor come on board to help me out with the engine for the shale car that broke last year, and we just never couldn't afford to fix it. So if I can get back to two engines for this year, get me good engine back in the shale car, then I think both cars will be on top form every meeting.
I thought that your drive at the European last year was something exceptional, because it was, you know, you were fighting there and holding off your brother. It must have been quite a challenge.
Yeah, definitely. You know, new tarmac car out that season. You know, they'd all moved on, and my cars weren't quick enough and all that. It's just all about money, to be honest. And, you know, I'm dividing all my money between all the formulas, trying to keep everything running. You know, we built a new tarmac car, put a lot of time into it, got a decent engine sorted for it by Whitworth Race Engines, and at the end of the day, it was doing the business. You know, we couldn't afford new brake pads every meeting like some of them and stuff like that. But on its day, European, not only did it win the European, but it was the quickest car as well. You know, and they knew that on the Saturday. Obviously, there's a picture here of Tom destroying it on the Saturday night for me, and we totally rebuilt it. The crew, everybody got it back together for the European. Was a bit unhappy that it had been smashed up on the Saturday night, to be honest, because it was right. It was the quickest car in practice on the Saturday night, but that's why they smashed it up. But we got it back together, and we got it back to being the quickest car, which tells me that as a team, as a driver, as a car builder, we're doing it right.
Who do you think are going to be your biggest threats this year?
Same as there isn't one. There's one here, Rob Speak in front of me. There's another one here, Craig Finnegan in front of me. Dan Johnson, Paul Hines, Tom Harris. Just eats all of them. You know, them the 10 or 12 that were in the shootout, all of them, you know.
It's a bit different from the days when you just had a Smith.
It is, definitely. They have changed a little bit. Everybody's up the game that little bit. And to be honest, that's why, you know, with Andy retiring, maybe he saw this coming or whatever. You know, back then it was me and Andy. You know, for a few years it was, you know, me and Lundy, then me and Andy. But then now there's 10 or 12, and that's it. Any of them 10 or 12 could have a gold or a silver roof on. And that is how close the job is.
Finally, then, I'm just going to ask you this question. Obviously, you've got yourself there. You've got yourself a... you've only had the world title twice. Why do you think that is?
Basically, because of the competitiveness of who I am and the racing I do, I think, really. I've been taken out in it that many times because I'm a Wayneman, because I've battled with Smith, because I've battled with Lund. And whether a lot of people said I should concentrate more on just doing the World Championship, just do the qualifiers, do the semis, the World Final, but I'm not interested in that. I just want to race. You know, I've won 8 world championships in total, 3 in New Zealand, 3 in Holland and 2 in England. You know, I'd like to win another one in England. I'm not that bothered. It doesn't bother me that much. You know, I've won the National Points Championship that many times I can't remember. The British, European, every major championship. You know, I'm the only driver to win every championship across all the countries. You know, and I don't think that'll ever be done again. And that, to me, is enough. You know, yeah, I've only won 2 world championships in England, but I've won 8 in total, and that's enough.